Blog Talk Radio.
We'd like to thank you for being here. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Please telephone, tell a friend that that they can get on and they can hear the word at 7 o'clock. Amen. We do thank you for tuning in. For those who have tuned in by internet, if you would like to be a part of this interactive Bible study, meaning that you can call in. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. We chose to sit out in the comforts of this 79-degree weather, so if you hear any birds chirping or any dogs barking during this broadcast, that's what's happening. You know, we are outdoors and just enjoying the weather. So please, we just want you to be cognizant of that. As we move forward, we're going to be in Long Island with Minister Edner Haman. We're going to have prayer. Then after we have prayer, we are going to move on over into Long Island and turn it on over to her. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for protecting us from the seen and the unseen. We ask that you would continue to be with us, Heavenly Father. Walk with us. That you would guide our thoughts, guide our tongues, Heavenly Father. That you would just build us up in the areas where we're torn down and strengthen us where we are weak. Father, we just come to say that we love you and we thank you for all that you have done. Father, now we just humble ourselves and we just ask that you would be with the sick and afflicted, Heavenly Father. There are a few we have on our list, and there are a few, Heavenly Father, that we do not have on our list, but you know it all, and we thank you for being that type of God. We pray for Jeanette and Billy Dickerson. We pray for Trinky Holloway, Stuart Hawthorne, Pastor Paul Robinson, Diane Hobbs, James Hobbs. Father, we're praying for healing. Whatever their circumstances are, you are God who is an on-time God. And we ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just make it so that they do not have any doubt as the word that we're going to hear today, Heavenly Father. We should not have any doubts. You are God who is a God that cannot lie. And we trust and believe in your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, we ask that you bless the word that's being spoken today, Heavenly Father. Be with the woman of God who is going to share with us the word of God this morning, Heavenly Father, and that we would all be on one accord. We're just here to build and encourage each other, Father. Not to show off, but just to build and encourage one another. If there's a time that we need to be in unity, Father, let it be now. Father, we humble ourselves. We decrease as you increase in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to move on over into Long Island with Minister Haman, and she has a message for us tonight. Amen. There's an appointed time for everything. That's one of my sayings. I believe there's an appointed time for everything. And we would like to let you know that we are an interactive Bible study. So if you have a comment, if you want to share or encourage, because there are many who are listening who need to hear words of encouragement, we ask that you would just share on this interactive Bible study. Amen? Okay. We are going to move on over. I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to move on over into Long Island. Mr. Haman, are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless you. God bless
Amen.
Everyone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Boy, I hope you can hear me clear. And you're outside. That's a wonderful thing.
Yes, yes, and you are very clear.
All right, very good. I thank God for this day and this time and also the opportunity to come before you all today. I'm going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day that only you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We give you praise and glory right now, dear Father. And as this word comes forth, Lord, season my tongue, my thoughts, hallelujah, let my thoughts be of your thoughts. Holy Spirit, take over. Wherever you desire to go, I yield myself unto thee. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Mm-hmm. And to God be the glory. Praise God. We're coming from Luke 24:13-35, and I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified Bible. But before we go ahead, I just want to say that I'm going to take a few verses and we're going to dissect them, or better yet, we're going to have a conversation about it. And then we'll go on from there. Is that all right? Amen. All right, my topic today, as Elder John said, is there is an appointed time for everything. And my subtitle would be, will you know it when it comes? And again, it will be, will you know him when you see him? Amen. Mm. There is an appointed time for everything. Will you know it when it comes? Will you know him when you see him? The word of God in Ecclesiastics, it talks about in the third chapter, it tells us to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Praise God. And then as that chapter goes on, it says about everything, you know, life and death and everything else. But in these verses that we're going to be talking about, there is an appointed time for the promise that was spoken before time in prophecy and even of Jesus Christ himself revealed. Okay, let's just have a little synopsis, not too much, before we can get to Luke 24. In Luke 23, it talks about how Jesus went before Pilate. This is during the time of his trial. Jesus went before Pilate. Jesus went before Herod. Pilate seeks Jesus' release. Simon bears the cross. The crucifixion is done. Jesus is buried. And now we're here at chapter 24. That was quick, wasn't it? Chapter 24. And it reads, and we're talking about the disciples, because disciples, I just want to just say this too, the disciples, when he was crucified and buried, the disciples and it was Mary, Joanne, and Mary, the mother of James, and also some other women went to prepare Jesus' body for burial. He was now in a tomb, but they went to prepare his body. But when they got there, they found that there was a stone rolled away, the big stone that they put in front of it so nobody would snatch him at night. It was already rolled away. And with that, they saw angels, and they said, he is risen. He is not here. So when they went to tell the apostles what had happened, the apostles didn't believe them. So Peter went, he ran. He didn't just go. He ran. And there he found that the tomb was empty. And with that, we'll go into the scripture. And it reads as follows in verse 13. And then that very day, two of them, meaning two other apostles, were going to the village called Emmaus, to the village called Emmaus, was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all the things which had taken place. While they were talking and discussing it, Jesus himself came up and began walking with them. But their eyes were prevented from seeing him, from recognizing him. It was miraculously done that they didn't know who he was. Then Jesus asked them, what are you discussing with one another as you walk along? And they stood still, looking brokenhearted. One of them, named Cleophas, answered him, are you the only stranger visiting Jerusalem who is unaware of the things which have happened here in these recent days? He asked, What things? And they replied, the things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, powerful in deed and word, in the sight of God and all the people, meaning all man, and how the chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel and set our nation free. Indeed, besides all this, it is the third day since these things have happened. I'm going to stop right there. We're going to stop at 21 right there. And I just want to say that how many of us know that Jesus can show up at any time? He can show up any moment, any hour, any day, any time, revealing himself up front and personal or through different avenues. He still shows up through an oracle with a word that could change your life or propel you to move even further into your destiny, or through prayer, a prayer that you've been praying about. He can come through a stranger, friend, or family member for that very financial blessing you need. And you know what? And those people that are coming to you, some of them don't even know why they're coming, but it's the Spirit of the living God that sends them. And others will say, the Lord spoke to my spirit to bless you. That's how Jesus can show up. When our prayer meets him, our prayer of healing and deliverances, Jesus is there to do it all. Jesus shows up at any time. In whatever area in life that you have, he'll show up, make a way out of no way. He'll show up even when your back is against the wall. That rent's due, that mortgage is due, or you get a report from the doctor that there's nothing we can't do anything else. But it's okay. It's all right, because Jesus got you. God will supersede a human limitation to turn around to a natural, supernatural blessing. Just for you, he comes right where you are. In verse 16, let's talk about verse 16. Verse 16 talks about that their eyes, they were walking along and Jesus showed up, but their eyes were miraculously closed. They were eyes wide open, eyes shut. And like some of the, and I'm just going to digress a little bit, like some of the our Jewish brothers and sisters, their eyes are closed, but yet they're God's chosen. Not all of their eyes, but there's a lot of their eyes that are still shut to knowing that Jesus is the Messiah. You know what? Their eyes are closed right now. Completely closed. All the eyes aren't open yet until there was a purpose in that as well. The purpose was that we would be joint heirs with the promise, the Gentiles, who the world is. From them versus us, the world, we are Gentiles. Everyone is Gentile. So I'm saying that with that, he wanted us to be joint heirs of the promise. Amen. Amen. Joint heirs.
Amen.
Joint heirs with the promise. But that's something else. That's another conversation. But look here. The Lord had a purpose, a divine purpose for these men. As they were walking along and he showed up. In the verse it says, they were talking about how Jesus was... Jesus of Nazareth was a prophet, powerful in deed and in word, in the sight of God and man, how the chief priests and our rulers handed him over over to a sentence of death and crucified. I thought about this, and I'm hoping that you will come along with me about this. There is a point in time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the Lord will show up unexpectedly, immediately, and then there are times when God will, we'll have to wait on him. And God will hide even himself from us, from our sight, but not his presence. His presence will always be there. You can count on his presence, even when you can't trace him, meaning you can't trace that answer that you've been looking for. Where are you, God? Listen, God will show up in a time when you least expect it. Amen. To God be the glory. He said in his word, he'll never leave you nor forsake you in any situation or circumstance. Even though your flesh and your eyesight dictate something different, God's word is faithful. His word is faithful, y'all. And another scripture says, it says, you know, we're waiting on time. We're waiting in time, but there is no time in God because he speaks from eternity and brings it into time. So while we're waiting in our time, and as time marches on, his eternal clock for you is right on time. Even though we get sometimes anxious, his eternal clock for your blessing is right on time.
Amen.
Right on. But I found this interesting when those men were talking about the chief priests and our rulers. My God, can you imagine? Jesus was fighting folk on the outside. There were haters on the outside and the inside. There were hater influences on the outside. Are you with me? And the inside. How many times have we gone through the same thing that Jesus has gone through, where you've done all you can, you're living all you can and doing as Christ would have you to do, finding favor with God and man. But then there's those that, for whatever reason, jealous or like crabs in a barrel, they want to turn you over. They want to badmouth you. But hold still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because
the word of God says,
vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. All you have to do is stand your ground and do what God called you to do and keep it moving. Keep it moving. Amen. People will want to crucify you, sentence you, do all kinds of evil, speak all kinds of evil against you. But don't fret your, the word of God says, don't fret yourself of evildoers. We don't have to worry about them, what they say or do. Jesus always shows up. There's a point in time that he rescues us. And I thank God he rescued us. And in let me just say in Exodus 14:14, this is for all. You don't have to fight this battle. When people coming at you, you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to fight that battle. You don't have to fight that defending yourself. That's not one of the battles you gotta hustle with. No, you don't have to worry about that, because God says this in Exodus 14:14, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes.
Hold your peace. And you need not worry about what others can say about you or even do to you, because God is on your side. And if God be for you, who can be against you? No one. No one. Their arms are too short to box with God. And when he comes in, he says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that's when he lifts a standard against him on your behalf, on your behalf because he loves you just that much.
Come on now. Come on.
So if, hey, Sata, if anybody has anything to say right about now, feel free, because this is an open Bible discussion, and we're gonna take these verses, and we're going to put some light and expound on it. Praise God. Anyone? Praise God.
All mics open. All mics are open.
How y'all doing this evening?
Praise
okay,
God.
Good. Yeah, somebody came
hear
out of
you.
Silence.
Minister Haman, I love your topic tonight. It reminds us, and as soon as I read it over the message when I was when I got it on my phone,
yeah.
I immediately went to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and to be reminded that there is a time for everything and a season for every purpose or every activity under the sun or under the heaven. And we have to be reminded that, that was a time for Jesus to die. That was a time for that. God had it from the day of his birth all through his life. That was a set time and a set place. And nobody or nothing could interfere with God's plan until God's plan was followed through with.
Yeah.
And I say that because I can say that it's the same way in our life. The Bible tells us that nothing or nobody can pluck us from the hand of God.
I like that.
So,
yeah.
Every one of us is born with a plan. There's a plan for our life. Some of the plans may be long and some of them may be short. There's a plan, and nothing can interfere with God's plan until he says so.
Amen.
And I understand in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I was looking at verse 3, which touches me from everything that I've been through.
Yeah.
And a time to kill and a time to heal.
Yeah.
And I say that because just not long ago, and I believe this, that the enemy had plans to take me out.
Yeah.
That was his time to heal. But God says, no way.
Amen.
It's a time to heal, and God has healed my body. I've been through the ringer and back. I tell people I've been down the road and back, but God has healed me. Now, in God's perfect time and in his healing, we have to understand that the devil's not going to quit.
No,
he's not going to quit. He's going to continue to message you and continue to aggravate you. And look, watch God's sovereignty. Watch God's plan right here. God's plan. His plan is for that to happen.
Yeah.
A lot of us believers don't believe that, but if you are a true believer in God and in his Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Spirit, if you are a true believer, God's plan is for us to be messed with.
Yes,
you know, it's like Job. It's like Job. We got to be tested.
Yes.
We got to be tried, and then we are proven.
Mm-hmm.
And I just believe that, as you said in your subject, there's a time for everything, and there is. There was no way. Let me share this, Elder Clay and Minister Haman.
It's good.
There is no way that I could have gotten around the sickness that came up on me. There was no way, because it was already in the plan.
Yeah.
There was no way I could gotten around that. In fact, as I traveled down the highway, let me show you God's grace and how good God is. As I was traveling down the highway from Knoxville, Tennessee, and I had my 8-year-old granddaughter in the back seat, I must have been sick when I left Knoxville. But God didn't allow it to take place until I got home into safety.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, and when I got home from Chattanooga, from Knoxville, down to Chattanooga, then to South Pittsburgh, then the sickness came up on me.
Mm-hmm.
And see, it was in God's plan for me to make it home.
Yes.
And as Ecclesiastes says, there is a time for everything. There's a time for everything.
Yes.
And we got to, really got to understand that as Christians. And we can go on through Ecclesiastes here and preach this and talk about this because it really deals with us through life. And I understand that you're in Luke 22, but as I said earlier, that was a time for Jesus to die. Did you know, Elder Clay, did you know that you can question people about Jesus and the first Jesus' death and the scourging that took place at the Praetorium? You can question people about that. And the first thing they would have said, if I would have been there, I would have. No, you wouldn't. Mm-hmm. You would have done somebody else done, and you would have allowed God's plan to play out. Because that was in his plan. Time. It was a time for. Amen. Amen. That was a time. Amen. Go ahead, Minister Haman.
No, that's good. That's good.
May I share?
Yes,
sir. Hello, can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you all. Hello to all. I am on fire over here. I just knew that you was going to come out of your Ecclesiastes 3. I just knew that was going to be your foundation scripture. And I like how you really took the Luke 24 and really tied it into that. And I like how the topic appointed time for everything and when you know it when it comes. And verse 16 really stands out because, yes, we're going through things.
Uh-huh.
And when it happens to you, do you know why it's happening? Do you know what's going to go on? And when you're in the essence of it, a lot of us don't understand. Maybe that was something that we prayed for. And
right.
I like how you just tied this thing in so eloquently. And I just posted something on my page yesterday, going through something for the past 2 years.
Amen.
Not knowing why I was going through it, but the key thing is this here. And I said, I would not take $1 million for that wisdom.
Oh, praise God.
I would not take $1 million for that wisdom, and I would not take $2 million to go through it again.
Amen.
Because when there was an appointed place and appointed time for that to happen, for you to get that wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It was going through an appointed place and appointed time, but did you understand it? Did you recognize it? And, oh, my God, I just like the way you brought that in. And when you touched on verse 16, you said basically their eyes were closed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And many times our eyes are wide open. They're wide open, but our spiritual eye is closed to the situation at the time.
Come on now.
You go ahead.
And there are certain times that when our spiritual eye is closed, we say, wait a minute, I'm going through this. There's an appointed time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's appointed time for this. There's appointed time. Now, am I knowing it when it comes? Let me stop. Sister Messer, you got me on fire. I'm going to put my mic on before I get the shot.
Good. That's what this is. Elder John says it always. We are interactive Bible study.
You got me on fire.
Amen.
You got me on fire.
Good.
And one thing that I have to also want to add to it is to get to where you want to go, you got to go through something.
Yes.
And God has set that appointed time for that for you, for there's another appointed time. And another point at something for you to happen. Will you recognize that when it happens?
Yes.
I thank you for this word on tonight. I thank you.
Pastor, I want to piggyback off of what you just said after what both
Come
of
on,
you
brother.
Just said. Because you know, there are those out there who may be listening, and they may be going through something, but they don't understand. Why me? We say a point in time, and they say, why me? Why me at this time? And what I just want to point out here in this scripture is, you know, and how I kind of thought was, here it is, you have two men who are walking, and they're talking about Jesus, okay? But it sounded like they were discouraged, and they had no reason to be discouraged. Let me say that again, okay? Men and women, brothers and sisters that know the Lord, that may be going through something and become discouraged but have no reason to be discouraged. At that time, they really didn't believe that he was alive. So that tells me that they believed when they saw him, and when something happened, they changed their whole attitude, and that's why they was talking with disbelief. They were discouraged. They didn't believe
that's
it was
right.
going to happen. When Jesus came.
Come on now.
Let me come back on that. You're sick and whatever you're going through, and when Jesus comes to you, you know him, but you don't recognize him.
Right.
Because you're not believing that Jesus is going to work on your behalf. Jesus says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So we believers are not to give up. We're not to become discouraged, no matter what we're going through, no matter what appointed time it is, we are not to become discouraged.
That's right.
The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. So listen, my brothers, my sisters, men and women of God, we're going to be attacked. Please understand
that's right.
that. And please understand that if we're going to walk and follow Christ, we need to understand the suffering.
Yes.
That's right.
If I may, I promise I'm going to be quiet.
I love it.
For those of you who are actually listening, for those of you who are actually taking notes, for those of you who are actually going through something, listen to what Brother Elder had just said. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, that may be scripture. You may not be able to digest that, but let me put you on to something, as the youth say. You're not on the winning side. You're on the side that's already won.
Oh, that's good.
That's right.
You're not on the winning side. You're on the side that's already won. Okay.
Right.
It's the bottom of the ninth. You got two outs, no men on bases, and you down by five.
Yep.
You're discouraged.
Yeah.
You're going to lose the championship.
Mm-hmm.
You've already been told you're going to win. Now, the only way you don't win is if you just throw in the towel. You're on the side that's already won, and it's been won with the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And let me.
I hope that resonates with someone's spirit.
I was looking at something here, Minister Herman.
Yes, sir.
I was looking at something here in your text. And in verse 14 says, and I'm reading from the New International Version.
Okay.
It says they were talking with each other about everything that had happened.
Mm-hmm.
As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said,
the talk
were kept from recognizing him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just beginning to wonder in my spirit, how many times are people, or how often are people kept from recognizing Jesus because of the way they talk and the way they act and the way they carry themselves?
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
really trying to see to me, but that one, come on.
It's kind of funny, though, because Jesus, and I love saying this, is Jesus is a funny person. He'll come on you. Let me tell you something. He will creep up on you if you least expect it. And that's why as Christian people, as followers of Christ, we can't walk and talk and act and do anything and everything that we want to do. Hallelujah, somebody.
Right, that's right.
We
that's
can't
right.
do that because just as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you all, Jesus is right here. He's right here listening. And if you think he ain't listening, he'll show up.
Unexpected. That's right.
Boy, show up. I'm telling you. Go ahead, Minister Ma. I know you were going to say something.
No,
later,
it's good. It's good. But see, that's why it's so important for us to be alert and point in our walk. You know, and like what Jesus went through and like we're going through, the Word of God says, if you suffer with him, then shall you reign. So what he went through, he's showing us that you can go through it too. Because remember, he was God, but he came as a man just to let us know you can do this too. And you know what? And what this Word of God said, he says, everything that he's felt, everything that he's that we feel, he's felt it too. Everything that we've gone through, he's gone through.
Oh, this is crazy.
You know what? I like it because their eyes were miraculously closed. God sets it up, doesn't he? He sets it up because it wasn't an appointed time yet for them, eyes to be open to see who was actually walking with them. But as we continue to go on, at verse 22, and it just says, and also some of the women among us shocked us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and they did not find his body. Then they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just exactly as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then Jesus said to them, O foolish men, and slow of heart to trust and believe in everything that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for Christ to suffer these things and only then to enter his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and throughout all the writings of the prophet, he explained and interpreted for them, all of them. I'm just scrolling down. But I like that. I like that right there. You all can expound on it if you want. I like that right there. So I'm letting you know, those that are listening, whatever word God gave you, remember that word when you're going through those trials and tribulations. I myself, look, we're saved on this line, but our faith has been shaken, but not the foundation, because the foundation is Christ. He's the solid rock. And flesh makes us shake, you know, when we can't see it come. But listen here. Listen here. Whatever word God gave you, he will fulfill it. Because he said in his word, it will not go back void.
Mm-hmm.
And he honors his word above himself. He can't lie.
Can't do it.
So whatever he said, you're going through, if he told you you're going to make it, if the doctor says you're not going to make it, you know, and Christ has said you're going to make it, or oracle has came, Christ will come to your spirit, and an oracle will come to just bring confirmation. But God is
already. That's right.
Wow.
Allow me to add something to what you said about God can't lie. You can't lie. I want to give an analogy with that so people can understand. No, it's not that he won't lie, not that he will not lie, not that he doesn't choose to lie. He can't lie.
Can't lie. Right.
I'm a man.
That's good.
I was born a boy. I was born with all the boy features that come with being a boy to grow into a man.
Yes.
I have all of the body parts necessary to produce children.
Yes.
Through the male side. But I can't give birth.
Amen. That's right.
It's not possible. I don't have the makeup. And God does not have the makeup to lie.
Yes, that's good.
The makeup is not in him.
That's good.
There are girls. They're born girls. They have all of the makeup to carry babies. They have the makeup to give birth.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have the makeup to impregnate another woman.
That's right. That's
they
right.
Can't do it.
That's good.
Can't do
God
it.
Doesn't have the makeup, so he can't lie. If he said it, he's going to do it.
Yes.
To be honest, his word.
That's a fact.
Speak his word and brought things into being. So he doesn't lie. He has to speak the truth.
Amen.
He has to speak the truth in reality. You know what? Another thing I wanted to say when you were saying about how they weren't expecting Jesus. The other thing is that we then and still today may be expecting him in our way. And so he doesn't always come in the way that, or answer the prayers in the way that you
we
want
expect
it to be,
yeah.
or the way you expected or envisioned or dreamed it.
Yeah.
So they didn't expect Jesus that way. Just like if Jesus was birthed, who would expect a king to be born in a manger? You know?
Right.
So he never comes the way that you think he should come. It's his time.
I think what Luke is, trying to explain here in this chapter and in this verse is that, you know, these women, it's our lack of faith that we can't see Jesus in everything that we do. As they were going to the grave or the sepulchre, whatever you want to say, is these women, it was customary to go in and wash the feet of the dead
right.
with spices.
Uh-huh.
And as they were going there, they had heard the coming of Christ and the resurrection of Christ, but they fully didn't believe in the resurrection of Christ. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but when they got there, and the first sign was the stone was rolled away.
Mm-hmm.
So as they went into the grave, his body wasn't there, and this whole time he was walking with them. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so it's not that they heard the word, they knew the prophecy, but their faith wasn't there, and it was only then when they finally figured out their eyes were open and they saw him,
mm-hmm.
they knew then that the prophecies were fulfilled. So
yeah.
we can't walk around on this earth and speak of God, knowing God, and then waiting for a miraculous miracle to see God to know he exists. When all we have to do is look around and see that he's been with us this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amen.
Come on, brother.
So
Come
we
on.
Have to understand. Amen. So then at that instant, if you jump to the bottom of that chapter, you're going to see, and then their eyes were open. And it was like, okay, I know God exists. I know he's in my life, and everybody else knows that he's in their life. And I don't have to see these miracles to know that he's there because he has foretold these things to us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the best example in the Bible that I think that lets us know that he walks with us, period. If you are a
mm-hmm.
Christian and you hold Christian values. So in Luke, they were going to the grave expecting him to be there, already hearing the prophecy being foretold, and he wasn't there. And that's when their eyes were open and realized that the prophecies were true and correct. And Jesus had ascended.
Amen. And that you were saying before, it's amazing how the women were going to prepare him for burial and do his feet and, like you said, his feet and everything. Wasn't it a few chapters back when Mary, the perfume of his feet was already
Absolutely.
Washed. He was already prepared.
Absolutely.
He was already done.
Absolutely.
Everything was already
right.
done four times. And they're going to, and that's what you're talking about, faith. They're going to do what has already been done. So all he had to do
was
get up.
And this was the third day, yes. This was the third day that they were going to do this, and it was customary on the third day to go and cleanse the bodies of those who had passed, okay? So when they realized that he wasn't there,
yeah, because
they're let them know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. Amen. I like how you just went on down to the near the end of the chapter. And I like this when they were going to go. We're talking about the those two men. They were approaching the village. I'm in 28. They were approaching the village where they were going, and he acted like he was going to go further on. But then they urged him to come in, come, not to go on, but stay with them for a while. Stay with us, it says, because it is almost evening, and the day has just about ended. So he went inside to stay with them, and it happened that as he reclined at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving it to them. Then their eyes were suddenly opened by God, and they clearly recognized him. You know what I like about that? It almost sounds like the Last Supper, but for them, remember that Last Supper? When Jesus broke the bread and he gave it to them? Hallelujah. I took this as this is a new day supper for them. Just
Amen.
You know, just bring them back to where they first were, but it's a new day. It's a new day. When Jesus broke that bread and he gave it to them, it says then their eyes were open and they recognized him. It was something in that in itself. If y'all can expound on that. I see that. They said, and listen what it says in 32. They said to one another, weren't our hearts burning within us while he was talking with us on the road and opening up the scriptures? Wow.
But isn't that the way
he was talking on the road? You were burning inside, but your eyes were still closed.
Isn't that the way it is with us, too,
Come on now, Elder.
That we go through things and just go through day-to-day life and all of we pray and we have our prayer list and our prayer partners and everything. And sometimes we don't even realize that our prayers have been answered because it didn't, like we said before, that it doesn't come like we expected or you look back and you say, oh, my Lord, I can see that Jesus was with me the whole time from the very beginning. And I can think of things like in my past or just growing up, once you get some age on you, you have more history with the Lord. And so you can look back and see how he was preparing you for your purpose and how he was preparing you for certain events in life. That it wasn't that everything that you go through, every challenge, every test, there's a purpose behind it, and that you can go back and you can see that God's hand was in it, and even some of the prayers, like I think about praying when my mother was transitioning, the prayers that we prayed for her, we prayed that even the doctors would be amazed that they would recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord. And what happened, and even though it was a sad ending for us, that we now on the other side of it, we rejoice because the Lord gave us time, because the Lord answered our prayer as far as that event being a witness for the kingdom. Just the whole thing was all he was with us the entire time. We were never, ever alone, that Jesus was with us the whole time. And you can see his hand in things. And I had a teacher years ago that used to say, just go back and look at God's resume. His resume was you. You know, we have God's word, we have the Bible, but he has a history with you also. So you go back and you look at his history with us, and we know that he's always been there. His hand was there. You were never alone. You are never alone. And I just think that's awesome. When I look at the last few scriptures that you just mentioned, I feel that that's what they were doing, is that they're saying, you know, now I recognize that warm feeling that I had. That was Jesus. And Jesus, and the way he prayed, like going back and reflecting on what had happened on the Emmaus walk, that he's been there. He's been there all along. And
yes.
What a story to run and tell.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, yeah.
Minister Hamad.
Que pasa? Yes, sir.
Elder Clay, I've got to go right quick. But
okay.
I wanted to ask you all to continue to pray for me. My first day back at work was yesterday, and
okay.
That's why I like this discussion that we're having tonight. Because as I was telling the brother earlier that was speaking, he was preaching to me.
Yes,
and he was helping me. But yes. the infection that I had has come back. I don't know why. But I had to leave work and go back to the doctor and get more medication.
Right.
I ask that you all will pray for me, that even just like these two men that were walking, that Jesus will come up on me.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a believer now, so don't trust me. I'm a believer, and I know God will take care of me, so I'm not really worried about it, but I do solicit your prayers. And
amen.
Thank you, Minister, for the message tonight. I don't know who the brother was that was talking earlier, but thank you for ministering to me and to anybody else who may be going through time. Thank you, Elder Clay, and all
praise
of my brothers.
You.
I love you much. Peace.
Praise the Lord.
God.
Love you, too.
Peace, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise
okay,
Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Well, Elder John, we're almost up to the hour. But
yes. It's been
thank God for the conversation. This was great.
It has been wonderful. It has been wonderful. And for those of you who are listening by internet, you can go to the archives and you can share this with a friend. This is what it's all about. Digging into the Word and being able to understand the challenges that we go through in life.
Yes.
And knowing how to get through those challenges. And that's where the Word comes in. You know, that's when our eyes become open and we begin to start to understand. So we do solicit your prayers. We do solicit, you know, that you go out and share the Word with others. That's what it's all about. That's our whole purpose. And we do thank you for tuning in. I'm going to do something different. I believe that's West Virginia on the line. Am I correct? West Virginia on the line?
Yes, sir.
I thought I recognized your voice. I'm going to ask you to pull this out of the prayer. Would you please, sir?
Praise God.
Could you close this out in prayer? Pastor?
You talking about Don Connor?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Don, are you here?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, we hear you. It's just starting to rain here. So we're trying to get out of the weather. Go ahead, please, sir. Hello?
Close us out in prayer, sir.
Okay, Mr. Herman, would you close us?
Father God, in Jesus' name.
Minister Herman.
Yes. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now. Are you there, sir? Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this hour, this time. We thank you for all those that came online, Lord, and all those that were on the internet, all those that were on the internet. Lord, continue to bless right now in the name of Jesus, the hearing of their ears, the receiving of their hearts in Jesus' name. And, Lord, a special prayer for our Pastor Bill Robinson. Lord, continue to heal his body. Lord, we thank you that it's already done. With your stripes, he is healed. We speak to that infection right now, that it is, hallelujah, dismantle every cell, every infection that's trying to attack body. Lord, we send it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus, and bless all those that are challenged right now with sickness and disease. In Jesus' name, God, we love you. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We love you, and God bless you most. May God bless you.
Just fall.